Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bill Sardi is our guest for another 20 minutes. We're taking your phone calls right now. Roger in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think they've ratcheted up this swine flu shots in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's they're really pushing it. But I'm glad you have the investigator on there, because in 1972, when I was in the Marine Corps, we was forcibly tricked, I guess you'd say, into getting a flu shot. It was on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it was a payday. And back then, you got paid with checks still. And we had to go get the shot before we could get our paycheck. And after we got the shot, we was told we got a flu shot. Now, everybody that I know, not everybody in the Marine Corps got this, but everybody that I know that got the flu shot in 72, the same time I did, had the same things wrong with them. Some is to a higher degree. Bad knees, arthritis, heart problems, get sick real easy, catch anything that comes around. But
let me bring this up to Bill, and then we'll get a comment back from you, Roger. Dr. Blaylock, Tenpenny, all these others, they show all these different studies where in studies with rodents that the vaccines cause an autoimmune response, a swelling in all the joints, in the organs, in the brain, that it actually burns out your immune system by jacking it up, and also is clearly linked conclusively to arthritis. Have you seen that information?
It's the cytokine storm. We're worried about it again, because that's what you have a cytokine storm. These cytokines are inflammatory factors, and then the body makes a response. And in the lungs, if this occurs, you fill up with fluid and drown in your own lung fluid. That's what happened in 1918. But you can be left with more chronic autoimmune responses like this, as the body is now switched on against yourself. And, of course, we're very concerned. By the way, if you think mercury is out of this vaccine, remember the FDA promised 2 or 3 years ago they were going to take the thimerosal, the mercury, out? What's back in there again? Well, now you can opt and get the one that's mercury-free. Oh, wait a minute. You got
aluminum.
The mercury's still in there. It's just a lot less. It's mercury, folks. I'll tell you what. For all of you folks that are really just nervous and you want to get your kids vaccinated, I want you to get some lead, and I want you to inoculate your kids with lead. Would you do that? You wouldn't do it. Mercury is far more dangerous than lead.
Well, let's go back real fast to Roger. Roger, other comments?
Yes. After that, after I got out of the Marine Corps, I was tracked. So many things has come together in the last few years through the Census Bureau. No matter where I moved to early, I lived in St. Louis, Missouri in 1979, and I was told that I was picked to be a census taker to get information from me every year. In 1980, I moved to Austin, Texas. I lived out on Lake Travis, and the same census taker come and talk to me, and it was all about my health. It wasn't
about...
Yeah,
let me stop you. This is incredible. In 1968, this is one of thousands of examples, they released a biological weapon in the New York subway, and then they had doctors waiting, military doctors, posing as local doctors, and then they reported they tracked them for life. That I had one of Rick Perry's operatives come to one of our events, and he admitted that they gave people shots at Fort Sam Houston, and they all died. Bill, your take on what this gentleman just said.
When we say that vaccines have a history of saving so many lives, we must look back at what happened. What was going on in 1918? We didn't have antibiotics yet. We didn't even have vitamin C pills yet. What we had is we were starting to clean up our food and our water. We had the Pure Food and Drug Act many years later. Public hygiene was responsible for the improvements in health.
All right, stay there. Got a break. Roger, I want to give you a final comment when we come back. I mean, the same census taker comes from Missouri to Texas. They were clearly tracking you to see what the shot had done.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are officially on the White House enemies list. A lot of dirty tricks have been being played against us. At the bottom of this hour, I'm going to get into the financial news and what's happened on that front. Next hour, I'm going to go page by page over the Copenhagen Treaty, which openly states world government. And I don't want to just get up here on air and make these announcements and then it's no big deal. This is huge. Everything is happening right now. The total end of U.S. sovereignty under treaty, no way out of it, foreign unelected boards in control of every facet of our lives. Wait till we go over this. Bill Sardi's our guest. Roger, finishing quickly in Missouri for people that just joined us. Everybody you knew in that group of Marines that were given this flu shot got arthritis and all these other health problems, and then they would have strange census takers, the same person as you moved around the country, would show back up and wanted to know about how you were doing medically. I've seen in other documents where they've done chemical, biological, radiological tests on the military, and they do track you that way, and they do those exact same things. Finish up.
I forgot to mention that there was 350 Marines got that shot, including our colonel, and we was all deathly ill, and we was off work for Thanksgiving, Friday, you know, Thanksgiving, Friday after Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday, when we usually had about 15 guys on sick call, we had like 100.
What do you think of this? What do you think?
Oh, with the census, you know, the census coming around, trying to spot your homes and everything, it all come together to me. The second time the same census taker come to see me, I slammed the door in her face and like to scared my wife to death because, I mean, she was dressed different and had some different kind of makeup on and different things, but you could tell it was the same lady. But 2 weeks ago, I had a surgery in the VA hospital in St. Louis. And I think that they have certain people on staff that really, really push these flu shots. I had one nurse really give me a hard time because I've not had one since 1972. One was enough for me. But I was hooked up to an IVs, and they had me so upset that I wouldn't let them put anything in my IV until they showed me the vial, and I read it while they was...
Well, we need to start behaving like you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you.
You know, Bill, that is the silver lining in the storm cloud, is they've hurt so many people that the public isn't buying anything they say or do.
We need to see what's happening on our maps of the United States. And if you draw some maps right from the Centers for Disease Control, where is the whooping cough in the United States? Where is the hepatitis? Where is the tuberculosis in the lung? It's all on the southern border. Our poor immigrants bringing it unwittingly to this country, unscreened, the public health authorities allowing it to go on, and what's their answer? What's the cure? Why? Of course, vaccines. You see, they're letting it happen and so they can build the vaccine trade. We need to see through this. This is, if we need public prevention, protection. We don't need more disease for more vaccines. That's their current policy. By the way, ever strike you funny that Japan will not allow our meat into their country? We have unclean food. We have E. coli in the beef killed two people, according to today's headlines. We have in the chicken salmonella and campylobacter. In the milk, we have paratuberculosis. I mean, we have contaminated food. It is only because of the tremendous buy-off of American politicians by American business that this is allowed. The Centers for Disease Control, U.S. Department of Agriculture, saying they know they have a problem. They've got water runoff from the animal farms with this bacteria getting into them, the vegetables and fruit, and then we blame the little strawberries and things like that. That's nonsense. So we've got to stop this. This is insane. We're just causing more disease for more vaccines. This is not the way to have a public health policy
All right.
to prevent disease.
I agree with you. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi. I hope your guest, Bill, can help us out here. My wife and I have a 10-month-old child, and we've been concerned about the just the regular shots. And so we went in to discuss these with her on the second round. So he has not had those full rounds. And we discussed, well, you know, can we prolong those shots? Would that help? And I'd love to have the answer from your guests on that. But the final part of this story is that, you know, she starts talking down to us and basically saying all these medical terms and, you know, you should listen to the CDC and all that. And then, you know, we kind of let it go for a second. And then finally she brings up, well, you need to have your son vaccinated for the flu and the N1H1. And we told her, well, you know, no, we don't want to do that. And long story short, she said we should get another physician, another pediatrician.
We have 30 to 40% of the pediatricians saying they will not see their patients any longer if they don't submit their children to the vaccine.
And that's good. They don't need your business. You can find plenty. Just Google in your area.
But it's patient abandonment. They're not allowed to do this by law. And this is... this is terrible, of course.
But you don't want to go to them to begin with. There are a lot of physicians. You can find a lot of physicians that won't push it on you. Go ahead.
The more we talk, Alex, the more people want to go back to the doctors and ask what they heard on the Alex Jones Show. Is that true? From the doctor. The doctor is the purveyor. He's the person who's selling the vaccine. Do not go there. They've circled the wagons to protect the vaccine industry. It's what drives people to the pediatrician's office. Without the vaccine income, they haven't got any income. So understand how all this works. They know this. You cannot rely on people like this. If you were selling car batteries, would you trust the guy who told you you need a new battery? Come on. Let's get real. Don't be so naive. It's important that you see through this. If you can just feel confident in some alternatives, give your children a vitamin D. Now, I have a little boy, 5 years old, you know, with a temperature of 101.8 going up to 102.6. Well, that scares you until you give the vitamin D in. 15 minutes later, this child's at 98.8 temperature. So you need to see that in your own hands to see the
power. Let me expand on this. One big thing that wakes parents up, most doctors and nurses will lie and say, no, there's no mercury, and then make them give you the insert and say it says mercury right there. That'll shut them up. But Bill, how do they get so many doctors and nurses to lie? Why do they think lying is good?
It's their jobs. You know, this is their income. This is, they have to circle the wagons on this, and they've been asked to do that by the leaders in the pediatric area and so on, because if the vaccine thing falls, then they feel there'll be so much disease. And they create some pretty good data on that, but they don't see any alternative, and they don't see where they're driving humanity.
Yeah, let's take another call. Tim in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Here's my story. This is a total case of eugenics in the works right now. My fiance was taken August 4th, 2008, real quick, under a mental health arrest by her family. And basically, they threw her into a psych ward for 4 months. And a side note, she's suffering from hypothyroidism, which hasn't been treated to this day. They've given her Risperdal initially to create like a brain fog. When she finally got out, released from the psych ward, she was supposed to be released back into the community and hopefully, live her life again. Instead, the court-appointed guardian went against the court order, and they threw her into a nursing home. And she's not allowed a phone. She's not allowed visitors. She's not allowed flowers. She's not allowed mail. She has a radio frequency bracelet on her leg. She wants to get out of there. Nobody will help.
Sir, we're doing flu today.
Well, they're trying to shoot her up with these vaccines repeatedly right now, and they keep doing it, keep coming into her room and trying to offer her these flu shots and these tetanus shots.
Yeah, exactly. It is a medical tyranny, and the medical tyranny wants to set the precedent to do whatever they want to us when they want. Look at all these articles where they're injecting people's kids, even when they say no. I mean, there needs to be criminal charges, doesn't there, Bill? That's a serious crime to do this to these children.
Isn't it interesting how nature's cooperating with the flu vaccine agenda? I mean, used to have a flu pandemic about every 30 years, 1958 and 77 and then so on. You see those dates there that they give you. Those dates all of a sudden got speeded up because 2001 to 2003, we had the H5N1, which killed 6 out of 10 people. But unfortunately, it wasn't very transmissible. It didn't meet their agenda. All of a sudden, very shortly, we have the H1N1 pandemic strain. Nature is cooperating, or is it? Or are they manipulating nature? You need to ask. Flu viruses don't mutate like this. They fizzle out, by the way. If you see a real flu pandemic that keeps going, there's something else wrong. That's why we're calling into question the 1918 pandemic.
Yeah, that's what the medical doctors explain. If you get a bad mutation, it quickly replicates into something harmless very, very quickly.
That's correct. So when you see massive loss of death, something else is going on. Like the aspirin use, the vitamin C deficiency in 1918, they can do this again. And by the way, you'll say, well, you know, if a lot of people die of the flu, they'll tell us they didn't in 1993 and thousands died of the shot. Would they do it again? Well, you ask yourself if you're going to put your children on the line here. And by the way, talk about putting yourself on the line. My wife's worried about me going public like this. I know Alex Jones's wife must be worried. Listen, we are out here risking ourselves. I hope you people that are listening heed this, what we're saying. We've got nothing to gain out of this but look like fools if we're wrong. We are begging you to back away from this vaccine agenda in our country for the good of your children, if nothing else. Yeah, I'm begging you to stay away before your children. You know, I my little boy...
Bill, hold on. Bill, we'll do 5 more minutes with you. Say bye to you on the other side. We're out of time. This is a key and passion plea you're putting out here. We want to cover that on the other side. He writes for LouRockwell.com. Incredible research reports at LouRockwell.com. can also check out InfoWars.com for all our latest info on this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Sardi's our guest. Coming up, I'm going to get into the economy. Also, the globalists cracking down on us. And then in the next hour, the Framework Convention on Climate Change. You've heard it's got world government in it. Well, we're going to break it down section by section. This is going to be key information coming up. Bill, finishing up the points that you were making there, the Canadian government came out and admitted that the regular seasonal flu shot doubled your chances of getting H1N1. The drug insert for the nasal flu vaccine admitted it can spread the flu. So you said we're going out on a limb here. That's the only thing you've said today I don't really agree with. I mean, we're out on a limb having the mainstream media attack us and say we're enemies and demonize us, but I mean, I've had countless medical doctors on. You link to the research. You cover it as a great health journalist.
Well, we're not out on a limb. We're out of our turtle shell to tell people because we know what the truth is. Now, I'm saying, you know, they could come back and send their tax man over here and go through all my tax files or whatever other ways they come back and get you. You know, we found out they have the zip codes of all the areas where there are vaccine objectors. So they have that all mapped out. Where are the people that object to the vaccine? They probably know them by name, too. So, you know, we're concerned about government, you know, attacking the people. They know that we're making an impact out here now. They want to shut down those shows on the Internet that are making an impact. The General Accounting Office comes out with this phony report saying that too many people at home that are sick on the Internet might overuse the bandwidth, so therefore they have to shut parts of it down. They know what this is having an impact. By the way, pigs get the flu, and it's very mild and goes away in a few days. And do you know why? Because pigs make their own vitamin C. We don't. We're humans. We don't make our own vitamin C. Neither do guinea pigs and so on. So, you know, you see the power.
But rats do. But rats do. And that was the old cure for sailors 500 years ago. If you had scurvy, eat rat guts.
Well, you know, the vitamin C is very powerful for stopping the mortality. Now, don't confuse it. You'll still get the flu, but you're probably not going to succumb to this. And by the way, we have children. My little boy goes into preschool, and, you know, a bunch of the kids are sick and so on. But we've noticed in that preschool, there are only two children in that class that are very verbal. My child and one other little girl, and all the rest, you can't get them to talk very much. Which two are the only ones that aren't vaccinated? No vaccines, my kid and that little girl. When you are getting these vaccines, it gives a little bit of disease. These kids, it's affecting their brain and their verbal skills. That's where you can see it in the
verbal. I agree. Skills. Listen, most of the public are like retarded zombies now. I've had all these medical doctors on that say every time you get shots, your brain swells. These are brain-damaged children, and their parents are brain-damaged, and that's why they can't even understand us right now, Bill. They're brain-damaged.
We've got fear riding patrol over us. We've got to calm the fears down. You know, we should be more fearful of our government, not this flu. Be more fearful of the vaccine. By the way, this whole thing, you know, was here late, starting in March through the year. The flu season went south, below the equator. That's their flu season. Did it kill masses? No. So it was mild there. What is all the hysteria over? The government's beating this drum and saying you need the vaccine, and they don't even have it. And they're irresponsible for not making sure that your immune system is up to par with the proper vitamins, nutrition, minerals, and so on. So, and you, even if you had the flu shot, most likely it won't work because your nutrition is poor in most cases. So you all of this information documented and available to you as I've written it. So, and by the way, stay away from the flu mist. It is the disease. It's the live virus. Now,
and there's no doubt they consciously put that out first to seed the public, to use the human incubators to spread it.
There is no such thing as really live virus. It needs your host cells to work. But if you have good immunity, then, you know, you'll
yeah,
have
but Bill, it says on the side of the nasal, it says live virus.
Well, when they say the vaccine works a certain percentage, it means largely it prevents what they call serological flu. That is, vaccine count, the amount, they can measure.
No, I understand. I understand they have the irradiated or attenuated, but I'm saying the nasal, it says on the box, live.
Yeah. When they say it's effective, whether it's the nasal or the injected one, they say, well, it's 30 to 50% effective. Most of that is if they're doing a blood test to find out if the virus is in your blood. As far as ability to reduce symptoms, very poor. Very
poor. All right, Bill Sardi, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. And thanks for all the great work you're doing over at LouRockwell.com. God bless you.
Thanks.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get into the economy, a bunch of other news, then world government next hour. This is important. We'll be right back. Please call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
I say I saw the sheriff, but Doc Ferris was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dan Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot them down.
Now, what are we supposed to do while these tyrants just keep beating us up, poisoning us, taxing us, stealing all our money to give it to offshore banks? There's a huge detailed report by McClatchy Newspapers confirming that Goldman Sachs purposefully imploded the housing bubble, knew it was going to happen, did it to destroy their competition like Bear Stearns, that all the major federal regulators were Goldman Sachs and the federal government and the private Federal Reserve that are out consolidating their competition right now. And these people are openly worse than Ken Lay, worse than Bernie Madoff, worse than Skilling, worse than any of the old criminals. And they run the government. And the big banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of England, others, they own the big vaccine companies. They own the defense contractors. These criminals are the ones wrecking our society. And I'll tell you why the system is so concerned about me. I'll tell you why they're so upset. because I will get up here on air and I will identify who the elite are and I will name their names and I will expose their scam, and I make films like Fall of the Republic and Endgame that tell you exactly who they are and what they're doing. 100%. We know what we're talking about. These are testaments to who your enemies are. These are the people that have got to be stopped if we've got any future. Henry Paulson, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, Queen Elizabeth, her sons, her husband, all they do is write books about how they want to kill 80% of us. These bastards don't just want to bankrupt us and rule over us. They're dirty control freaks, man, that put poison in our kids' shots. And I tell you, more and more, I'm just getting serious. I'm getting focused. I'm getting real. And I'm consciously recognizing who they are. And I'm consciously recognizing that they've blown their trumpets and announced that I'm one of their chief enemies. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. Few of you have ever sat in the type of position I'm in. From the position I'm in, believe me, it's real. It's more than you can imagine. All I want to do is defeat the globalist. All I want to do is bring them to justice. You know, I look at Congressman Ron Paul and Congressman Louie Gohmert and Congressman Vern Buchanan, and countless others are coming out talking about world government and saying we don't want world government. And then it's an authoritarian world government. And then I see the mainstream media make fun of them and call them conspiracy theorists when all they're doing is quoting the editorial out of the New York Times written by the Secretary General of the United Nations calling for global government. A deal must include an equitable global governance structure. I mean, these guys openly write the treaties that openly say a private group has dictatorial, unelected power over everything we do in our lives. And then finally some congressmen start speaking out against it, and the media says it doesn't exist. See, that's a stalling tactic. They know it exists. They know Goldman Sachs engineered the whole scam. Goldman Sachs is the brain trust. They're the private group that manages the Federal Reserve, that manages the Bank of England in England, that manages the Bundesbank, that manages the Federal Reserve branches in Hong Kong, in Tokyo. It's Summers, and it's Rubin, and it's Geithner, and it's Paulson, and it's Ben Bernanke. It's all of them. It's the Duke of... The Duke of York over there, they're all members of it. It's this one group of dirtbags that can create unlimited amounts of money, and their families have been doing it so long that their mamas get up and ride around in white carriages with crowns on, and all these dumbass women get down on their knees and start worshiping this king whore. It's disgusting. Some frumpy old woman wearing a crown who owns all these munition companies blowing the hell out of brown people. And as if that isn't bad enough, they're busy taking over our country, putting poison in our vaccines, and writing textbooks by the White House science czar about why they're doing it. And the police think it's funny. They love dying. The military loves dying. They love serving it. Because people can't admit to themselves how much corruption we're really dealing with and just how psychopathically truly wicked it is. I mean, how, as a sane, rational man, am I supposed to not get angry about this? How, as a sane, researched person who has studied history and studied the current geopolitical power structure, I have to come up here and tell you the truth. And I have to ask you, what are you doing to stop these people? I mean, you should be clawing and punching and jabbing in the info war. You should be fighting like your lives depend on it. And I realize I've been taking it too easy. I realize I haven't been taking this as serious as it is. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen. No more arrested development for our men. No more acting like little kids who only care about sports and Halloween and parties and having fun and all this crap. You're in a scientific war with hardcore killers. People need to just let the magnitude of this sink in, ladies and gentlemen. And the government puts out all the fake conspiracy theorists that talk about dimensional gates and goblins and chupacabras and space aliens to distract and mix all this crap in with all the real things we're talking about to where the general public doesn't know what to differentiate between. Well, I'm not playing along with the program. And I don't want people to email me and go, we need global government. First we were hunter-gatherers, then we were agrarian, then we were city-states, then we were nation-states, then we were empires, now we're world government. World government, like on Star Trek, is the next step, the next phase. No, it's not. This world government was set up to be authoritarian and tyrannical. This thing was set up by the robber barons who don't even want you around. They don't want your labor. They don't want your money. They print the money. They want your ass 6 feet under. Do you understand me? Now, deep down in your guts, you know I'm telling you the truth. So go out and get the evidence for yourself and get up off your fat asses and get involved, because we don't have time to play games anymore. You want to know what you're supposed to do? Warn people. Educate people. There's a thousand things. Discredit the government. Discredit the media. Go knock on doors. Talk to your neighbors. The most effective thing is getting my films and making copies. That's why I'm such a big enemy to these people. Get angry. Get focused. Gut up. The good news is people are waking up, but not fast enough. I'm here to tell you, when they start forcibly injecting kids nationwide in the schools and then lying to the parents until the kids have convulsions and then they admit to the police, okay, we did inject them. I mean, when the body snatcher school nurses are under such mind control that they're ordered to forcibly inject your kids and then lie about it, folks, that's far beyond Russia. That's far beyond Nazi Germany. I mean, Nazi Germany, they hauled you off to the woods to kill your butt. Here, they just do it right out in front of everybody. You know, I've done 2 hours and 41 minutes of radio and haven't really told you about any of the sponsors that make the show possible. And I'm going to do that here in a moment. I just want the listeners to know, this is not what I believe. What I talk about here is the facts. I'm right. I've done my homework. We can't even get the limp-wristed, giggling, lazy, foolish general population to admit we're going under an authoritarian, unelected, tyrannical world government in 5 weeks. And it doesn't even matter if they haven't ratified the treaty. They're already enforcing it. It's already begun. A world government meant to impoverish you, meant to bankrupt you, meant to hurt you. I mean, I spend all my time just trying to get people to admit what is public. This guy, Ban Ki-moon, on the TV screen. This bastard runs around openly saying they're going to run our lives from the UN under the carbon tax, and I can't get all, I hear all these good old boys on talk radio going, I don't like the extreme Republicans. I'm a mainline Republican. I'm tired of all this New World Order talk. They're just little social climbers that think it's cute and funny to go along with the system, and they think it's a badge of honor that they're stupid and weak and cowardly and dumb and pathetic, and that their ancestors would hate them if they could sit across the table from them. They're all these effeminate men that act tough, but they're wimps. They're too afraid of what their neighbor thinks of them to even bring up politics. What we need is leaders. If we had leaders and people that got up off their fat butts and took action, our problems would be over very, very quickly. We need people that can face an enemy when it's 2 inches in front of your face and do something about it. Not curl up in a fetal position with a smile on your face and laugh about it while the wolves of the New World Order tear your guts out. I'm not rolling over to these bastards. I'm not getting bought off by them. I'm not buying their mind control. Their propaganda doesn't work on me. And I don't know how it can work on you. Everything I am, everything I'll ever be is about how do I resist these people as much as I possibly can. And that is nothing heroic. That is a basic reaction. You got people poisoning you and your family. You got people destroying your currency. They've deindustrialized your nation on purpose, and they've written hundreds of textbooks bragging about it, and the bastards brag about it on NPR every time I tune in, and I never even listen but two or three times a week. They're like it. They're control freaks. They don't produce anything except sucking off us. They hate you because you're smart. They hate you because you're productive. They hate you because you're not humpbacked and pot-bellied like them. That's who the New World Order is, a bunch of sickos who want to crap all over everything. All right, I'm going to go to break, but I want to tell you about some of the sponsors. I'm going to come back and I'm going to get into the world government. It's exhausting to cover this, but I'm going to cover it here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about Akola Blue. These are the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Did you know you can be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Akola Blue, with the Akola Blue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about on this show. Your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family by visiting them at AcolaBlue.com or by clicking their banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or give them a call at 1-800-691-6043. Another sponsor I want to tell you about is the Diginet.net sunglasses, pins. They've got them all. Great prices, great little hidden systems to fight Big Brother with Big Brother. Diginet.net or give them a call, 888-344-6681. 888-344-6681, Diginet.net. This unit is a video and audio recording device. This guy's is a pen. It fits right in your pocket. We've had listeners use this pen to fight the info war, and we've had some of those posted on our website. This is how you get involved. Everybody should carry a hidden video audio pen with them, because when the globalists try to set you up, and that may come next week or 2 years from now, you can completely annihilate these people if you'll simply lie in wait for them to commit their criminal acts against you. That's how you fight these sons of bitches. Excuse me. Diginet.net. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power: hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run off electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call at 1-877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And I apologize about yelling and screaming. It's insane to not get upset and go crazy. We've just been from birth eased into this tyranny, always by degree. And the globalists are this big gallery of corrupt, evil people that are bound together in their love of parasitism and corruption. And they all try to outdo each other, and they all try to impress each other. And the most evil in this synthesis go to the top of the pyramid. And Brzezinski and all of them write books bragging, oh, I put in Pol Pot, he killed 3 million. I'm proud of myself. You know, they brag how many they've killed. And they admire each other. You like having a trophy of a 12-point buck on your wall? These bastards, there's nothing wrong with a woman who has a child and the husband runs off. I don't mean the word bastard. That's just a good old-fashioned term. These corrupt, evil, ungodly, wicked, deceitful people. Their trophies are your brain-damaged children wandering around. Their trophies are you caring about sports and movies and dumb culture instead of being involved and passionate, controlling your own destiny. Their trophies are burned out cities and wrecked societies. That's their power trip. That's what they get into. That's what they're all about. They're into how hardcore and cold-blooded and control freak murderous they are. Why don't you wake up and say no to them, for heaven's sakes? Why don't you commit and swear that you're going to fight them and say no to them and never stop and get really... Look, you got a lot of ingenuity out there. If you get aggressive in the info war, we can bring these people down. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Well, here's the deal. The decision's been publicly made to start killing the dollar. The private central banks can just create unlimited currencies themselves, bank to bank. There will be no recovery. There will be no jobs. That is their open plan, is to wreck our economy. The global carbon framework is meant to expand that. But you will get to be a cop who'll get to have the petty power to beat citizens to death. That's the only jobs that are going to be expanded as bureaucrats and bloodsuckers and parasites. So enjoy that here in this Soviet America. And the public's a bunch of animals, too, so the police will actually be needed, too. So that's the genius of this system, turning everybody pure evil, teaching everybody torture and murder is good. Don't worry, everybody gets judged in this system. Everybody gets to get hurt. All you servants of evil, you're going to get to bathe in the cess you try to force us to live in. Here's Bloomberg today. Dollar falls as manufacturing grows. Oil, copper, gold rally. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up briefly to tell you about today's gold and silver offer. He's still got gold way below what it's selling for, even though it's way up. And it's the only sane thing to do is to buy gold and silver, and this is a great place to do it. I've not seen deals better. You can check it out for yourself, but people probably rather have a 401k they're just going to take from you. So go ahead and do that. Hell, drink some fluoride while you're at it. Ted, tell folks about the offers you've got today.
Yeah, I sure will, and I'll just add in, if you want to kill the New World Order real fast, get away from their fiat currency and go to gold. That's the machine that finances what they're doing. But right now I have the franc at 236, British sovereigns are at 291. I presently have the $10 Liberty at $8.18.50 and the Lakota coin at $22.30. Sorry about the walking liberties, they're sold. All I can say, Alex, is I had a little tiny opportunity here to get into gold in the 1020 range. I was able to back off a little bit on those British sovereigns and francs because of it. But the market is definitely strong in gold and silver. The dollar is falling, just like you said. Today, gold up. I mean, it's up almost $12. It's been as high as 1,064 today. One of these times, it's going to break through that 1,060 level. And then next thing you know, you're going to be looking at 1,090. And we're going to be looking back at 1,060 and thinking, what a great buy that is. I wish I could get back to 900 and some an ounce. Could you imagine that? A year ago, I'd be thinking 900 and some is too much. You know, this is what's going on. The dollar is falling in value. We're losing purchasing power.
Every and, of course, we were right about all of that. No one will listen. They love their world government. I mean, I just hope people will call and get the gold and silver. That's a fabulous deal. So you're saying gold you bought at the 1,020 level, even though it's up at 1,060 right now or close to it, you're saying that's going to be sold out soon?
Yeah, sure it is, of course, because I only have so many resources. I only can buy so much when the prices go down. And I wish people were smart enough to do the same, but people have a tendency to turn away from gold and silver.
No, they want fluoride. 1-800, but there are a lot of smart people out there that will take action. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. They'll be there till midnight, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be here till midnight. We'll honor these transactions. So
800-686-2237. Gold's at $1,057.40 an ounce. Again, 800-686-2237. Ted, I hope people take advantage of this and at least get into silver and gold, because when the general public finally figures out they're killing the dollar, you're not going to be able to find gold and silver even if you got the money.
Well, the reason why the Federal Reserve System is so powerful is because they have the ability to print money. Get to gold. It takes that away from them.
Well, they also have a nation of self-satisfied idiots that think they're in control of everything and love being conned and screwed. More and more I realize the religion in America is worshiping slavery, worshiping weakness, worshiping being conned and defrauded. People would have listened to us 6 years ago, they'd have made almost four times their money back. 800-686-2237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.